we were.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our second game of the day here, and we're live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. It is the New York State Class D girls basketball semifinals as Franklin from Section 4 takes on Sherman from Section 6. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Or from the Price Chopper Plaza, I should say. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And I'm proud to bring back my color commentator tonight, Norwich Athletic Director Rich Turnbull. He's got some Franklin ties and decided to join me. So, Rich, thanks for making the trip up here to Troy.
How fun is this for two small-town guys watching these two small towns battle for a chance to play for a state championship, Nate? This is real cool atmosphere. I think both towns are here. I don't think anybody's in Sherman or Franklin tonight.
Yeah, the Franklin side is looking great here. The purple and the gold is out in full force. And how about this, Rich? A GMU guy and an Edmiston guy teaming up on this broadcast. That's like oil and water, right?
So on my way up, I was thinking, have we ever won as a Tri-Valley, ever won a championship, a state championship? So I called one of my friends, and he confirmed, no Tri-Valley schools ever won a state championship. So Franklin has a chance of doing something that our schools never did or our league, Nate.
Yeah, we think that the closest the Tri-Valley has ever gotten was when Bob Conway took Mount Upton to the New York State Class D championship game back in 1986, but they lost in the championship game that year. Bob told us that story on the Nate Lull podcast. If you want to go back and listen, it's in our archives. So I think that's the closest that any of the Tri-Valley teams have come. Of course, the Delhi girls won in D from Section 4 not long ago. South Courtright has won. Davenport got to the final with Ray Preston a bunch of times, but it is a very difficult thing to do. Rich and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll set you up. We got to thank you for all our special sponsors here today that are making it possible for us to not only be at the South Courtright boys game earlier today up in Glens Falls, but now here at Hudson Valley, as it is Franklin and Sherman from Western New York in the New York State semifinals. The winner will go to tomorrow night's state championship game. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. And we get you set for the New York State Class D girls basketball semifinals. And Rich, you have some Franklin ties, even though you are the Norwich Athletic Director, so we're glad to have you along here. But you've watched a lot of tape on this game, more than me. You know, I've called my sources. I've talked to Jeff Maliner, our good friend from New York State Takeover. We think it's going to be a very even match, but you've watched a lot of tape. What do you see from this Sherman team from Western New York?
I think it's going to come down to whatever coach can figure out the junk defenses each team's going to play. That happens a lot in Class D basketball, right? You have good basketball players. Usually each team will have maybe one star, and then the other teams will play junk defenses. I think it's going to come down to that. Sherman plays a lot of that 3-2 half-court trapping style game. Will the Campbell sisters be able to pass over the top of that or cut through it? And then, of course, Franklin plays a lot of 2-3 zone, and Sherman has a point guard in Fisher that likes to penetrate the zone and kick to her cousin, another Fisher. And then there's a grotto girl for Sherman that's really impressive. I think it's going to be the X factor. If they can shut those three girls down, I think Franklin can make it to the state championship.
Yeah, some names to watch here today for Sherman is senior Jenna Fisher, junior Paige Grotto, as well as junior Hayden Fisher, and Tegan Grotto as well as a freshman that comes up and plays some good minutes. So, you know, Sherman is not a huge team. I think Franklin might have the size advantage. I think Marissa and Kayla Campbell are both taller than anybody that Sherman has. But everything that we've heard from this Sherman team, scrappy, likes to get after it, and they have held a bunch of very good players below their season averages in games this year. They've had a challenging schedule, and they like to just clamp it down on defense. So I think Franklin's going to have their hands full. But if there's anybody that can handle it, it's Kayla, Marissa, and their supporting cast.
I think Sherman likes to play a lot faster than Franklin does. When I see Franklin playing this year, I see them slowing down and letting Marissa Campbell do her thing. But the Sherman girls will love to, you know, play upbeat and faster. Number three, the Fisher girl, we're watching warm up. She loves to move the ball and go fast. Franklin, and how will Franklin deal with that today?
Franklin got a big send-off. They did not come up last night. They waited, and I think that goes a long way sometimes with the small schools. You have that luxury of sleeping in your own bed last night, having breakfast at home, some home cooking. They got a great send-off from the school today. And I think one thing that could play a factor here is Kayla and Marissa have played in this gym before in AAU. They played in the Gym Rat here, and so they've been here before. It's not a big deal for them to come up and play in a big arena like this. And we often talk about down at the arena in Binghamton or up in Glens Falls this morning, how are the small school teams going to shoot, the depth perception, just the whole thing. You know, if you're Sherman, you made a trip across the state, you stayed in a hotel last night, how are those nerves? And this is silly to say, but did you maybe go down to the pool in the hotel and hang out until it was too late last night? You know, all those little things that you have to remember sometimes, that these are high school kids, and, you know, did they get any sleep last night?
I bet you none of them got any sleep. I bet you the coaches didn't get any sleep, and I think you bring up a great point. Franklin's really not that far away from here. You can make it in less than 2 hours. So this is probably like a typical trip for them. You know, this might be going to like Sharon Springs in their league,
yeah.
a similar type of travel. It's really not that far. It's literally two roads for Franklin.
Yeah, it really is. Jump on 88 and away you go. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. I can't believe I said Kmart before. The Kmart hasn't been there in probably a year, year and a half. It's just ingrained in my head, I guess. But Franklin and Sherman, the state semis coming up here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, but we also want to recognize several of our sponsors here for today's game. These sponsors also helped us with the South Courtright boys game earlier today. South Courtright falling in that state semifinal game up in Glens Falls. They played at 9:30 this morning, so I really appreciate the guys back at CDO allowing me to call a basketball game at 9:30 in the morning on a weekday. That's not an easy thing to interrupt our normal programming, but I hope everybody enjoyed it. South Courtright fell this morning 68-47 to Hewelton, and so SK's season is done. SK played very well today, but just at times dug a little bit too big of a hole and couldn't get back out of it. So some Franklin sponsors we'll be recognizing throughout the broadcast include Shindello Federal Credit Union, Cohen and Fraser Builders, Rich's Auto Body, Matthew Campbell Insurance, White's Farm Supply right in Franklin, the Franklin Railroad Museum, Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home, Taggart Electric, and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Stacy Frazier. We have a ton of other sponsors we'll be recognizing throughout tonight's broadcast, but wanted to say a special thank you to those Franklin sponsors. If anyone doesn't know, we do have to pay New York State to come up and do these games. I think it's a little known fact, and so, you know, it's important, I think, for us to bring these games to the community, so we appreciate the sponsors helping us to cover our costs, to come up here and bring this action to you completely free of charge to our listeners. You know, if you're trying to watch somewhere else online, they usually try to charge you. We're glad to bring it to you free on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. That's all courtesy of SFCU. So the final butterflies here, Rich, as we get ready for the national anthem and the starting lineups. Before we take one last break, you getting excited here?
This is exciting. This is as good as it gets. There's a lot of people here. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to watch a good basketball game against two good girls' Class D basketball teams.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the state semifinals. Franklin from Section 4, Sherman from Section 6 down in western New York in the Fredonia area. State semifinal high school hoops coming up soon on WCDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Before we hit the national anthem, just wanted to bring you back here. It is loud in here, folks. A lot of folks traveling from Sherman. The Franklin side, we're on the same side. Our balcony is up near the Franklin stands, and it is packed with purple and gold there. And I'm seeing a lot of people as I look throughout the crowd that are just fans from other schools that have donned some purple and gold. Maybe they dug it up in their closet, and you know, they've come out to support here today, so that's really great. And Franklin, their first time coming here in school history, you certainly got to love that. I'm going to bring Rich back in here. They're announcing the starting lineups as we speak. It's very loud in here. That's the atmosphere that you get at a state semifinal type of game, but they're going through the whole team here, so we had a little bit more time to chat during the Butler Auto pregame show. But what a moment for some of these kids, Rich. You and I, both Class D kids, can you imagine getting to this type of level? It's so cool.
This is, I mean, we talk about it at Section 4. We're just happy to win a section, because for Class D in Section 4, it's a grind to get through the section. I couldn't even imagine being at the state level. Just winning a section championship would be so cool for us. I know we were very close in Edmonton, where I played, to win some section championships when I was there. We never did it. I don't know about you, so I could never imagine being at this level. This is incredible.
Well, and there's so many schools that I cover that, you know, only maybe get into sectionals and get to the semifinals, maybe the finals, and then they might have a 20 or 30-year drought. You have to have the right kids with the right dedication, the right coaching. And to see Franklin come through here in this girls' program the last 10 years, I would say, going back to their other two sectional championships with Jordan Beers and Marissa Cawley, to now this group with Kayla and Marissa and Meredith Shivers and Zoe Warren, and now Shannon Kingsbury, the young seventh grader, coming up. I mean, this has been a really special time for one of the smallest Section 4 schools that we have. It's really cool.
It's a really cool environment. I mean, I can remember 10 years ago, I was coaching modified basketball in Norwich, and I was coaching against Coach Dutcher down here. And he's just got to be in heaven coaching at this level. It's so cool. And it's just a neat atmosphere here.
I got to talk to Coach quickly before the game, and he just said, how cool is this? And he had a big smile on his face. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. Franklin and Sherman coming up in the state semifinals on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for the start of the state championship game. Let's get you the starting lineups first for Sherman. They are the Bobcats, again from Section 6 out in Western New York. Senior number 3, Jenna Fisher. Junior number 11, Paige Grotto. Junior number 20, Leanne Swan. A junior number 23, Hayden Fisher. And a senior number 24, Caitlin Lindsay. The Franklin crowd getting riled up as we get you set here. And here's the starting lineups for the Franklin Purple Devils. Senior number 2, Marissa Campbell. Senior wearing number 42 tonight, Lucia Temple. They also have senior number 22, Kayla Campbell. Senior number 24, Zoe Warren. And senior number 32, Meredith Shivers. Lucia normally wears number 10. Hopefully nobody forgot a uniform at home or something along those lines.
That would be great if it was. That's a great story.
That's a great story. And we're going to jump it up here. Franklin's in the purple with the gold trim. They win the opening tip-off. Sherman is in the white with the blue and the gold trim. Franklin tried to pass it to the left side for Kayla Campbell, immediately knocked out of bounds by Paige Grotto. So Franklin going left to right on your radio dial to start things off here, and we will see what Sherman does. They look like they're going to have someone blanketed on Kayla Campbell here tonight. Franklin has the basketball. Now they go to Kayla at the top of the key. They go Marissa far side for Lucia Temple to the interior for Kayla Campbell on the baseline. Kicks one back out. Temple, high post, Shivers. Bouncing one to Zoe Warren on the right side. Swarming defense. Back to Shivers. Straightaway jumper for her is good. Meredith Shivers starts things off right for Franklin with the jumper.
So Sherman's coming out with a box and one against the Campbell girl, and now they're playing a full court press, so they're trying to slow down Jenna Fisher.
Sherman into the front court going right to left. A three ball is up and good for Sherman for Hayden Fisher. And Sherman leads 3-2 in the early going. Both teams have had a possession.
So here's this trap we were talking about that Sherman likes to play. And Franklin just almost threw it away, but now they're back with the ball.
Franklin going left to right. They go to Marissa Campbell. Now to Kayla straight away. Three-point line extended. We're a minute in, and it's 3-2 Sherman over Franklin. Franklin again in the purple with the gold trim here tonight. Sherman's in the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. Zoe Warren for three on the far side. No. Rebound for Sherman. Knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Franklin off the hands there of Paige Grotto of Sherman.
That was an interesting look that Sherman was playing there. It looked like they were playing a little man-to-man, but they were playing big help-side defense against the Campbell girls.
Marissa Campbell will look to get it in. Finds Kayla on the left baseline. Little floater in the paint. Too strong. Rebound for Sherman. And now back down the floor here for the Bobcats in transition. They'll try to take it to the hoop. Up and in for Jenna Fisher.
That was the play I was worried about for Franklin when I was watching Sherman, is Jenna Fisher can really take it to the basket, and when she gets in that area, she can score.
Back down the floor, Sherman 5 and Franklin 2 with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. A steal by Sherman. In transition for the Bobcats, but Marissa Campbell hustling back, punched it out of the hands of Paige Grotto and out of play. So Sherman off to a good start here. This feels like this morning where SK and Hubleton were both shooting the ball very well in the early going. We'll see how it settles out here in this girls' contest tonight, live from Hudson Valley Community College. Sherman gets it in, again going right to left. They have it right wing side. Now they'll pull it up top and look to reset on offense.
Franklin's playing their traditional 2-3 zone, and here comes the Fisher girl right down the middle.
Fisher gets into the paint, actually threw the ball away, but there was a foul just as she let it go, and so Jenna Fisher, boy, she's going to go to the line here. I thought she was even passing the ball there, Rich.
I was very impressed with Jenna Fisher when I was watching her this week. She can split that 2-3 zone very well. I was wondering how Coach Dutcher would adjust to this. I wouldn't say she was the best foul shooter I ever watched, but I think she can make these.
And so at the line, first shot in and out for Jenna Fisher. And those foul shots always big in a state semifinal playoff-type atmosphere. Second one at the line for Sherman. This one is off the mark for Jenna Fisher. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. Long pass ahead. Finds Zoe Warren on the left side. Now they'll slow it down. Warren back out to Kayla. Standing on the left wing side on the chocolate milk logo.
They are playing man-to-man, but they're switching on all the ball screens.
Now they go to Shivers. Little give and go inside for Kayla. Knocked away, and Sherman will come away with it. Looks like a good clean strip. Here is Jenna Fisher in transition to the hoop, and she scores.
That is a play that I was watching them all week, too. Jenna Fisher can really take it to the basket. They're going to have to stop her if they're going to be successful today.
Timeout Franklin, 5:40 to go in the first. Sherman 7, Franklin 2. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Sherman jumps out to a 7-2 lead over Franklin with 5:40 left in the opening quarter here in the state semifinals. Franklin in the backcourt. Kayla Campbell will break the pressure, finds Marissa on the right side. Now back to Kayla. And boy, they are really following Marissa and Kayla anywhere they go. Here is Kayla Campbell on the right side. Tries to dish to the middle, finds Meredith Shivers. Back to Lucia Temple. The jumper is in and out from the foul line. Rebound for Sherman, but she swarmed. And we're going to have a foul on Franklin here. Purple Devils wanted to travel. They won't get it. Some special sponsors here for tonight's game include Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, as well as White's Farm Supply in Franklin, SFCU, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi. Sherman in the backcourt, they break the full court pressure with ease. Here's Hayden Fisher to the right low block. Her jumper, no, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Marissa Campbell. Outlet pass finds Kayla down the left wing. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sherman 7, Franklin 2. Here is Kayla, steps in for a long two off the side of the rim. It buckled there, and a rebound for Sherman with Jenna Fisher. Bobcats back down the floor going right to left. Here is Fisher to the interior at the right low block. Shot was short. Rebound out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Franklin. Looked like it was maybe last touch by Lucia Temple, but the Zebra crew says no, it's Purple Devil ball.
Yeah, we're not going to complain that for our Section 4 fans, are we?
4:40 to go in the first quarter. Franklin trailing 7-2, trying to find their rhythm. They scored the first basket of the game with Meredith Shivers, but then they've been a little cold since that time. Here's Kayla Campbell straight away to the right side, kicks it to Shivers on the baseline. Her jumper too strong. Rebound for Warren off her shoulder, and then I believe it brushed off of Caitlin Lindsay, so it'll stay with FCS.
They're just really struggling getting the ball up the court and getting in a flow of their offense. They're going to have to figure this out. Franklin's going to have to figure out this press and try to get into the flow a little bit quicker.
Franklin gets it in. Step in for Kayla Campbell. Rolls in and out from the left side. Rebound, Lucia Temple. Finds Zoe Warren, and she scores. Big bucket there for Franklin to break the cold streak.
And Franklin's going to show a little full-court man-to-man press here.
7-4 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. A steal by Franklin, but no, Sherman takes it back. And Fisher gets across midcourt. Works one into the corner for Paige Grotto for three. No, it was an air ball, and Kayla gets the rebound far side. Across the logo at midcourt. in a lot of traffic. She pumps the brakes, gives it back to Marissa, now to Kayla on the right side. Campbell's sister trying to get something going. Straight away three for Kayla, and she's fouled, and she'll be shooting three from the line here.
That's a foul on Grotto. Grotto's very good coming down here, very aggressive, but you can't foul a three-point shooter this early in the game.
So Kayla Campbell's going to go to the line to shoot three. Mariner Shivers going to the bench, and the very talented seventh grader Shannon Kingsbury comes in. If there's somebody who can match the defensive intensity of Sherman, I would think it would be Kingsbury. She's been very good since they brought her up from JV earlier in the year. So here is Kayla at the line. First foul shot is up and good for Kayla Campbell. It feels like Franklin's starting to settle in here, Rich.
Yeah, they're just getting used to the facilities. They're getting used to the flow of the game. It's still early.
Second shot for Kayla at the line is good. Another one coming since she was fouled on the three-point shot. It's Sherman 7, Franklin 6, 3:48 to go first quarter.
Big foul shot here because if she can make this, they can get right back into their press.
Kayla at the line, third foul shot, nothing but net. And she goes 3 for 3, and we are tied at 7, and Franklin can put the press back on. Sherman in the backcourt, and they'll bring it forward with Jenna Fisher. Dishes one down low, and a right-handed layup is too strong from Caitlin Lindsay, but Sherman pulls down the rebound with Paige Grotto. Straight away, Hayden Fisher now going back to Paige Grotto as the Bobcats in the white with the blue and gold trim go right to left, setting it up on offense, 15 on the shot clock. They go to the left wing side, finding Jenna Fisher. Comes off a screen, wants to dribble drive right side, now kicks it out. A three for Sherman, buckles off the side of the rim. Rebound Kayla Campbell off the miss from Hayden Fisher. Home run ball ahead for Shannon Kingsbury. She tracks it down. Now Franklin will slow down the pace. As we hit 3:05 to go in the first quarter, we're tied at 7 in the New York State Class D girls basketball semifinals. Kayla Campbell stops, passes to the interior for Lucia Temple. She lost it off her fingertips, and Paige Grotto will steal it for Sherman. Back down the floor for Swan. Swan goes far side. Hayden Fisher for three. An air ball out of bounds going back to Franklin off the hands there of Hayden Fisher.
So Sherman, throughout the week, I was watching the Fisher girl, the younger Fisher girl. She can shoot that ball. She gets in a rhythm. Franklin's going to have to go out there and guard her.
Here is Kayla Campbell back down the floor. Again, we're tied at 7 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Kayla Campbell with the ball on the right side, looking for a screen from Lucia Temple. She gets it to the high post, kicks one out for Kingsbury. Now back to Kayla, putting the ball in her hands a lot here so far. A little give and go from Temple. Kayla takes it down low. Shot is off the back of the rim. No good. And a rebound for Leanne Swan. Lost it out of bounds, though, as they tried an outlet pass.
What a great play by the Franklin defense, picking up man-to-man right off the miss and makes Sherman make a horrible pass out of bounds and giving the Purple Devils here another chance.
Marissa Campbell will be doing the inbounding duties. They go right to Kayla. 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Ball is loose on the floor, and Sherman's going to come away with it. Marissa gets a steal back, though, and we're going to have a jump ball, which will give it back to Sherman. So we're tied at 7 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. I want to thank all our special sponsors today, including the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Sherman with the ball and a steal by Kingsbury, but Sherman will get it back. And Paige Grotto will bring it down the floor. Grotto across midcourt, floats one ahead. Pass was way too tall for Caitlin Lindsay. And it's going to go back to the Franklin Purple Devils as we remain tied at 7 here, Rich.
Franklin's putting a lot of good pressure on Sherman here, and they're getting a lot of nice turnovers and getting themselves right back in the game. Franklin is playing pretty well here in the last couple minutes. And really, there's been more movement on offense. The Campbells are getting a lot more movement, getting some open shots. I actually like what they're doing out here.
We're tied at 7 after Franklin was down 7-2. They've come back to tie this game up at 7 apiece. They go to Kingsbury on the right side. Her jumper, no. Brought down. Temple chasing it into the corner. Stepped out of bounds. Actually, yeah, going back to Sherman. Rich, we had a stat earlier that we were reading from our good friend Jeff Maliner that Sherman has only scored over 50 points. I think it was 5 times this season, but they've held their opponents down in a lot of those games.
They miss a lot of easy layups down here. I bet you if they could make some more layups, they would probably get over 50 points. But they seem to rush a lot on offense, the Sherman Bobcats do.
Sherman trying to settle down here. With 90 seconds to go in the first quarter, we're tied at 7, a low-scoring affair so far here from Hudson Valley in the state semifinals. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Kayla Campbell here.
I would say low scoring would fit the style of game that Sherman wants to play. So Franklin's really going to have to find a way to score more, like we just said.
Yeah, I think if Sherman can keep this in the 30s and 40s, that's what they want. They get a pass to the inside for Jenna Fisher. A lot of contact as it was blocked, but no call, and Franklin comes away with the basketball with a buck 20 to go in the first quarter. Campbell to the right side, stops, zips one across, finds Zoe Warren on the left side. Jumper in and out. Rebound for the Bobcats, and there's a lid on both of these rims right now. Bobcats with a long home run pass ahead, but Kayla gets back and is like a football safety going back to knock it out of bounds.
That was a great play. If she sold out on that play, if she doesn't get that ball, it's an easy layup for Sherman. That was a great play by Kayla Campbell.
So we are tied 7-7 with 1:04 to go in the first quarter. A very entertaining first quarter between these two teams, Section 4 versus Section 6. Sherman is out in the Fredonia area in western New York, a team that really challenged themselves this year with a tough schedule to make sure they were ready to get to this point. Same thing for Franklin, though. Sherman with the basketball on the right side. Little dribble drive here on the baseline. Ball loose on the floor. Good hustle there by Kayla Campbell. It got knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with Sherman. You got to give a lot of credit to Franklin. It would have been easy to get very panicky down 7-2, but they've been able to battle back.
They made some good adjustments. I really like the adjustment of the Kingsbury girl playing the older Fisher point guard.
Sherman's going to toss one up, a three, as the shot clock was winding down and they didn't realize it. And the ball's going to go back to Franklin here with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're still tied at 7.
You said it earlier. The Kingsbury girl is extremely athletic. It's interesting, a seventh grader playing probably their best player and the senior guarding her down the court. It's a great move by Coach Dutcher.
Here is Zoe Warren back out to Lucia Temple. Pump fake, steps through two defenders, and it's going to be a foul on Sherman here as Temple tried to split through two defenders there. 26 seconds to go in this first quarter. Team foul situation. And it's going to be 3 on Sherman and 2 on Franklin. Franklin will get it in. Kingsbury with a jumper from the left elbow. No. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Franklin.
So Franklin's other players, right, not the big three, we would call them, are getting the shots. If they can start making those shots, they're going to have to play a different defense. Some of those players make the shots for Franklin, they're going to be in good shape.
Here is Campbell, steps in on the baseline, got it to go. And Kayla Campbell is able to hit a baseline jumper, also allows Franklin to get into the press. Kayla with 5 points to lead all scorers. Sherman back down the floor with 5 seconds left. Can they get a jumper? Yes, from Jenna Fisher. She's got 6, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. We're tied 9-9. In the state semifinals between Sherman and Franklin. We got a good one, folks. Stay tuned on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the second quarter, Franklin and Sherman are tied 9-9. Kayla Campbell nets 5 points to lead the Franklin Purple Devils. Jenna Fisher has 6 points to lead Sherman. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Franklin with the ball to start the second quarter. Here's Kayla, step in jumper, no. Off the front of the rim, rebound, Zoe Warren off the glass, and good for Zoe Warren.
That's 2 big buckets for Zoe Warren tonight.
One of the smallest players on the court got that rebound, and she put it right off the glass and in. Franklin leads 11-9. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Sherman with the basketball going right to left. Again, they're in the white with the blue and gold trim. A 3 ball in the corner is up and good for Hayden Fisher. and she has 6 points on two threes, and Sherman leads 12-11 with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Franklin back down the floor. Here is Kayla Campbell to the rim, overshot it on a layup. There was some contact. Bobcats get the rebound. Franklin hounding her, trying to let her not get the outlet pass, and a timeout is taken here by Sherman. Bobcat fans wanted a foul, but they won't get it, and Sherman takes a timeout. We're going to step away with 7:12 to go in the second quarter. Sherman 12, Franklin 11 on CDO. Stay tuned.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Thanks for joining us here tonight. Out of the timeout, Sherman with the basketball as they lead Franklin 12-11 early in the second quarter. Here from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. We're glad to have you along. Sherman with the basketball going right to left. Top of the key here for Hayden Fisher. Rich, what do you see out there?
I really like Jenna Fisher's game. She's fast. She's really good. And Franklin's going to have to figure out a way to stop her. She gets the ball in her hand. She can go to the basket anytime she wants.
Marissa Campbell with a steal there, but it went out of bounds.
I'm really wondering if Coach Dutcher's going to come up with some plan at halftime to deny her the basketball so she can't even touch it.
Franklin will get it in, The Bobcats will look to get it in, but they stepped out of bounds there with Caitlin Lindsay. And even Rich, speaking to your point right there, they were trying to get the ball to Jenna Fisher. They couldn't do it.
Sherman's a different game if she doesn't have the ball in her hands. They have to really figure out just to keep the ball away from her.
Purple Devils with the basketball. They go back to Kayla Campbell on the left side near midcourt. Franklin's in the purple with the gold trim going left to right. Winner will go to the state championship game tomorrow night right back here at Hudson Valley. And Franklin with the basketball. They go to Lucia Temple at the top of the key. Now to Kayla Campbell, right side. Pump fakes, takes it down low, and a foul on Sherman. Believe this is going to be on Jenna Fisher. Yes, it is. First foul of the second quarter on Sherman as a team. That's going to be the first foul on Jenna Fisher. And so Franklin will do the inbounding duties on the baseline. They go to Kayla Campbell, back to Zoe Warren. Steps in for a long two. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound for Sherman. Bobcats leading Franklin 12-11 early in the second quarter with just about 6 minutes to go before the halftime break. Sherman back down the floor, again going right to left there in the white with the purple and gold trim. To the top of the key for Caitlin Lindsay. Back to the left side, a three for Sherman. Too strong for Paige Grotto. Ball loose on the floor, picked back up here by Sherman. Fisher works one back out as Sherman's got a fresh shot clock to work with. They'll pump the brakes and look to set it up on offense. They go to Jenna Fisher. Through two defenders, works one back out. Straightaway three for Sherman is good. Hayden Fisher again, her third triple of the first half.
The Fishers are just playing very well right now, really outscoring the Campbells, and that's really the difference in the game.
Sherman 15 and Franklin 11. Kayla Campbell works one to the high post for Shivers. Out to Zoe Warren, her jumper good. And that's what Franklin needs. Zoe Warren stepping up big with 6 points.
She's playing well for Franklin. They need all the points they can get from her.
Back to a two-point game, 15-13, with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Sherman with the ball, leading by two. They have it in front of the Franklin bench, left side. They'll scoop one over here to Jenna Fisher. A lob through the air. Her jumper off the glass rattles in and out. Shivers with a rebound. And Franklin with an outlet pass. Marissa ahead to Kayla across midcourt. Little stutter step for Kayla. Stops. Works one back out, Shivers for a long two, and she got it.
Yeah, it's a good shot. Right in the flow of the game. Great pass, great shot, and Franklin ties it up.
We're tied at 15. Franklin crawls out of a little hole again. And again, tied at 15 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Sherman on the baseline, little reverse move, nicely done. Up and under by Paige Grotto.
That was a great move on the baseline. If she starts making that shot, Franklin's going to have to start figuring out a different defense.
4:25 to go in the second quarter. It's 17-15. Franklin with the basketball. Going right to left, Lucia Temple. Into the corner for Zoe Warren. Tried to feed one down low. It was punched out of bounds by Caitlin Lindsay.
What I really like from Franklin in this first half is they are getting some open shots off their baseline out of bounds plays. And they're showing different sets every single time.
Marissa Campbell will be doing the inbounding. Finds Meredith Shivers, left elbow jumper short, and a rebound for Paige Grotto. Grotto down the right side of the floor. Stops, steps through, little up and under. She's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but will head to the line. And Paige Grotto starting to warm up a little bit here for Sherman. Want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply in South Courtright, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, as well as Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart. First shot for Paige Grotto is no good. So Sherman still leads 17-15. Second one coming here for Grotto, who we've heard so much about this week as we prepped for this game. Second shot is up and good for Grotto.
Grotto looks very athletic to me. She almost looks like a volleyball player with those knee pads. We talked about that in a couple of our broadcasts, Nate. She looks like a good athletic player that can do a lot of good things for Sherman.
For comparison at home, if you're a local sports fan, she reminds me a lot of Lexi Du Bois from South Courtright, who played and graduated a couple of years ago. Franklin with the ball. A shot here by Zoe Warren is no good. Rebound for Sherman. We're going to have a foul underneath on Marissa Campbell as she was jockeying for that rebound. That's her third foul.
So now Coach Dutcher's got to make a decision. What's he going to do? He's going to make a substitution.
And so Marissa's going to have to come to the bench here for some protection. And Shannon Kingsbury comes back in. And this is going to be a big stretch coming up here for Franklin.
This could be a turning point.
Can they survive the last 3:43 here in the second quarter and maybe protect Marissa until halftime? They only trail by three right now, 18-15, with 3:40 to go. Sherman breaks the press and scores.
Jenna Fisher again using her speed to get through the Franklin press and making a great pass underneath.
Leanne Swan with the bucket there off the dish, and Sherman leads 20-15 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Franklin in need of a bucket again. Kayla Campbell kicks one out for Kingsbury, right side to the high post. Now they go to Lucia Temple. Temple traveled, picked up her foot there, and it's going to be a timeout taken here by Franklin. Again, 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Sherman 20, Franklin 15 in the New York State Class D semifinals. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Sherman with the basketball and a 20-15 lead over Franklin in the state semifinals. And here is Jenna Fisher back down the floor, setting it up for the Bobcats as they go right to left. Safely back into the hands of Fisher off a little give and go from Hayden Fisher. Back to Jenna. And now to Paige Grotto. Sherman with the ball. A three in the corner here. We're going to have an illegal screen. Yes. Almost looked like the Sherman player was holding on to one of the Franklin players trying to get to the corner.
This stretch is going to be important, this three-minute stretch. Can Franklin just keep it close? And really, I'm going to be watching the matchup with Kingsbury against Fisher. Can Kingsbury keep Fisher in front of her, not let her get a bunch of baskets, and hopefully keep it close for Franklin?
Stay tuned in a little bit. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Franklin with the ball, trailing by five. They've clawed out of a couple of holes so far in this first half. Can they do it here? They go to Zoe Warren on the left side. Dishes one back up to Lucia Temple, now to Kayla Campbell on the right elbow. Back across, Zoe Warren, the jumper is short, rebound here for Sherman. Right now, Sherman is daring the other Franklin role players to shoot. Sometimes they've come through, other times it's paid off for the Bobcats.
I've noticed the role players for Franklin oftentimes score off of rebounds. That's what's happening to them. They're not scoring in the flow of the offense.
Sherman with the ball at the top of the key with Paige Grotto going right to left. Now to Caitlin Lindsay. They'll reverse it. A three for Sherman on the left side is halfway down, popped free. Rebound comes back out here for Swan to the interior. We're going to have a foul on Lucia Temple as Caitlin Lindsay was trying to go to work on the low block. With 2 minutes to go, second quarter, Sherman 20, Franklin 15.
So they survived this first minute with really no points on the board. So this isn't that bad right now for Franklin. Right? They haven't given up anything. There's still 5 points. Try to get a stop here.
Sherman will be on the baseline with the inbound. They will get it in here to Jenna Fisher. Fisher to the left side finds Paige Grotto for three off the glass. The bank is open late for Paige Grotto.
And she was falling away. She didn't set herself. I'm not going to say that's pretty lucky, but that was pretty lucky.
Sherman leads 23-15. They all count if they go in, right? So here's Kayla Campbell straight away. Franklin in need of a bucket. Kayla steps in for a long two and hits it from the left side.
Great adjustment by Coach Dutcher, right? Putting two girls for Franklin up on top to set two screens for Campbell.
So it's Sherman 23, Franklin 17. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter, and Sherman's going to score again. Getting right through there was Hayden Fisher, and she's got 11. That makes it 25-17. Sherman on top. Here's Kayla Campbell to the high post for Meredith Shivers. And now back out to Kayla Campbell. Far side for Lucia Temple. Back across for Shivers. Her jumper is partially blocked. Out of bounds and going back to Sherman.
That was not a good minute right there for Franklin as Sherman extends the lead to 8.
I think if you're Franklin right now, with a minute to go in the second quarter, you're down 25-17. You got to keep it in single digits here if you can. Keep this manageable going into the halftime break where you can regroup and then get Marissa back out onto the floor. Sherman with the basketball on the baseline and a steal.
Oh,
by
what
Kayla,
a great play.
Steal by Kayla Campbell.
Oh, Kayla Campbell played the tightrope on the baseline. What a great play.
Steal back by Sherman, though. It's a hot potato at the moment. Both teams with multiple turnovers, but Sherman gets it back, and then another travel gives it back to Franklin. It was almost out of bounds. It was saved. It was a turnover and then a travel.
So I don't understand why Franklin's not daring Jenna Fisher to shoot the ball and stop letting the other two girls shoot the ball.
Here is Kayla Campbell to the top of the key. Now to Shannon Kingsbury in the right corner. Back to Shivers. Feeds one over, and it's going to be a traveling violation on Zoe Warren with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Got a little excited. You got to put the ball down before you move your feet.
Want to thank all our special sponsors, including the Franklin Railroad Museum, Shindello Federal Credit Union, and Matthew Campbell Insurance, all in Franklin. 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Sherman with the basketball to the high post. They try to float one over, looking for Hayden Fisher. Another three, yes, for Hayden Fisher. She can't miss, and she's got 14. 5 seconds left. Franklin back down the floor. Kayla with a three at the buzzer. Good if it goes. It's short. And Sherman heads to the locker room with a 28-17 lead over the Franklin Purple Devils. A tough last minute there for Franklin. Let's see if they can go to the locker room and regroup here. Sherman with some very good defense in the first half, throwing some frustration at the way of the Franklin Purple Devils there, Rich.
It's a game of adjustments. This is why we pay our coaches, right? In New York State, we pay our coaches. This isn't AAU basketball. This isn't YMC basketball. The coaches are going to make some adjustments at halftime. I love it. This is the part of the game I actually love. I'm going to see what Sherman gets to do, what Franklin's going to do. I'm guessing right now Sherman's probably pretty happy. They scored 28 points. That's a lot of points for them, right, holding Franklin to 17. I'm wondering if they'll make any adjustments, and this might be the time where Coach Dutcher's going to have to get into his bag of tricks here and tried to figure out some adjustments for Franklin. It's going to come down to that.
So we'll take a break here at the halftime. And it's Sherman 28, Franklin 17. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises is now providing residential and commercial trash pickup to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. To get reliable service at a low monthly rate, simply call Waste Recovery at 607-563-2616. Call for rates today, 607-563-2616. We also have all sizes of roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable, reliable weekly trash pickup, call 607-563-2616 or visit wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabot stains. Barnard's sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It is halftime here at Hudson Valley Community College. The Franklin girls in the state semifinals trailing Sherman 28-17. And it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. And again, let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sherman, 14 points for Hayden Fisher. And she's been really hot from downtown, hitting, let's see, 4 3-pointers in the first half. Actually, no, excuse me, 5 3-pointers in the first half. And on the other end, we have Jenna Fisher with 6 points. Paige Grotto with 6 points. Leanne Swan with 2. And no, that was 4. So 14 points for Hayden Fisher on 4 threes. On the other side for Franklin, 7 for Kayla Campbell, 6 for Zoe Warren, and 4 for Meredith Shivers.
It's a really easy concept for Shivers, or for Sherman, not Shivers, for Sherman. Jenna Fisher just penetrates the zone. They put Grotto, and they put the other Fisher girl out, and they're open for threes, and they shoot it. I'm really interested to see if Franklin's going to get out of their 2-3 zone. But the problem getting out of your 2-3 zone is who's going to guard Jenna Fisher, because I don't know if there's a girl on the Franklin team that can keep that can keep her in front of her because she's so fast. Coach Dutcher is going to have to come up with some magic here at halftime. I don't know what I would do if I was a coach, but that's why I'm up here with you.
Franklin has to continue to find a way to try to get Kayla and Marissa some open shots, or perhaps Shannon Kingsbury. Sherman is letting some of the other players for Franklin get the open shots. Nothing wrong with that. Shivers has knocked down a couple of them. Zoe Warren has knocked down a couple of them. But, you know, they're just going to need more offensive production, especially now. It's so hard. It takes so much energy to crawl out of a hole like this. A lot of basketball left, but it's going to take a lot of energy to get back in this game.
Right. Good defense creates good offense. So hopefully they can make a couple easy baskets, get into their press, get a couple steals, and make a quick little run to start the second quarter. That little offensive step they did with the two picks on the two high elbow posts, pretty interesting play for Franklin. They'll probably go back to that. But you just need to get some good defense to create good offense, and then they'll be right back in the game. You're not out of this at this point, 11 points. Right, we talk about this in a lot of the games we've done, Nate, together. You want to get down to single digits by the end of the third quarter. You know, and really, I've done a lot of coaching with a guy by the name of Tom Dixon. A lot of Section 4 people will know him. He always used to say when I coached with him, the first 4 minutes of the second half is one of the most important stretches of the game. He stressed that in the locker room. Every locker room I've ever been in with him, he would stress that, and I feel it right now. If Sherman could go on a run in this first 4 minutes of the game, it will just completely take the momentum away from Franklin. But if Franklin could go on a nice little run to start the second quarter, or the third quarter, that Coach Dixon always talks about, they'll be right back in the game. This is a pivotal 4 minutes, and we're going to know probably a lot about the game right now.
How appropriate that you bring up Tom Dixon, a longtime New Berlin coach, when we're covering a Tri-Valley team here in Franklin.
Painful as an Edmondson guy, but I did get a chance to coach with Tom Dixon in Norwich. Quality guy, great coach, over 300 wins. He is an unbelievable basketball mind. I still see him once in a while, and it was a pleasure to coach with him. And I know he's not listening, but if he was, thanks, Coach Dixon.
Yeah, we love Coach Dixon. I got a chance to meet him last year through you when we were working on one of our podcast projects, and it was just so much fun talking to him, getting to know him. So many Tri-Valley memories that I would just love to hear more. He said when COVID is over, you got to come over and sit on the porch and talk with me, and I'm hoping I can take him up on that sometime, because he's just got to be filled with so many Tri-Valley stories.
Those were the great Tri-Valley days, right, with a lot of the great coaches. You had Pat Grasso from Lawrence. You had Mr. Tazier from Edmiston. You had your guy, Dean Beanhoff in Gilbertsville. What a just incredible coaches. I compared it to the old Big East with Boeheim and Rolly Massimino and John Thompson. Very similar. I remember a game where I saw coaches getting kicked out when I was a ball boy in Edmiston. We're not going to get into that. Crazy.
Some good times in the old small gyms around the Tri-Valley. We're going to take a break here. Third quarter coming up. In the state semifinals, Franklin girls trailing Sherman 28-17. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. The whole town of Franklin is here supporting, trying to help the Purple Devils get back in this game as they trail 28-17 to Sherman from Western New York here in the state semifinals. Live from Hudson Valley Community College, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Rich is the Norwich Athletic Coordinator, but he's been on the air a bunch with me, wanted to make the trip up here. He's got a lot of Franklin family connections, so he knows the Tri-Valley very well as Franklin. Great to have you along here, Rich, and we'll see. Franklin has two quarters left to save their season. Will this be the end of the historic career for the Campbell sisters, or do they have some magic? I know they're going to leave it all out there. Sherman with a bucket. No, it rolled out, and a rebound here for Lucia Temple. Maybe that's a sign of things to come. Jump ball. The arrow is going to give it back to Franklin. That thing was halfway down, and then it popped out, Rich.
Yeah, it was a great look by Jenna Fisher. Maybe that's a good omen for Franklin. She did what she's doing all half, but she missed that one.
Franklin down the floor now, going right to left on your radio dial. They're in the purple with the white and the gold trim. Sherman's in the white with the blue and the gold trim. Kayla Campbell zips one across, finds Zoe Warren. Now back to Meredith Shivers. Tries to go down low for Lucia Temple. Pass was too tall, out of bounds and going back to Sherman.
So Jenna Fisher's done a really good job on Kayla Campbell, and what's happening is the Grotto girl is helping off of her girl and giving Fisher some help. It's just a really good game plan right now for Sherman to contain Kayla Campbell.
So Jenna Fisher will walk it down the floor across the Hudson Valley Vikings logo at midcourt. Sherman leading 28-17. Everybody back home hoping that Franklin can get back in this game. Sherman with the basketball. They go to the high post. And a pull-up jumper here for the Bobcats is too strong. And a rebound for Lucia Temple off the miss from Caitlin Lindsay. Into the safe hands of Kayla Campbell across midcourt. Campbell gets a screen at the top, and it's tapped away and stolen by Paige Grotto. And Grotto gets the outlet pass and goes to Jenna Fisher. Fisher to the top of the key, splits two defenders, slices and dices, goes back outside here looking for Grotto. Grotto to the high post, lost control of it. Sherman holds on, 15 on the shot clock. They'll try to work one back up for Swan. Swan back to the far side, a long three here for Sherman is no good. Rebound, loose on the floor, picked up in a foul as Caitlin Lindsay tried to put up the left-handed rebound here. And she'll be going to the line for Sherman. With 6:40 to go in the third, Franklin trailing 28-17 in the state semis.
Hayden Fisher not shy shooting that college three-point, NBA three-pointer probably there. And Sherman's done a pretty good job of rebounding and crashing the boards when she takes the shots, even though she's made five threes.
Caitlin Lindsay to the line here, cannot get the first one to go. Again, Sherman 28, Franklin 17. Second shot is also no good. And neither team has scored so far here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. Kayla Campbell down the left side, goes to Zoe Warren. Floats one back over to Shivers. No, it's popped free by Caitlin Lindsay. Lindsay down the right side, breakaway layup is good. And it's Sherman 30 and Franklin 17. And here is Kayla across midcourt. Looking for a screen again at the top of the key. Comes off for a long two. It's blocked. And a foul is going to send Kayla Campbell to the line.
Great call by the officiating crew. She got fouled on the arm. They saw it all the way. It's a great call.
And so Kayla Campbell will step in. She has 7 points. That's a team high, followed by Zoe Warren with 6 here for Franklin. And the first shot for Kayla rattles in and out with 6:15 to go in the third. Sherman 30, Franklin 17. Another shot coming at the line here for the senior that is over 2,000 points for her career, Kayla Campbell. Second shot good. Kayla now with 8 points, making 30-18. Franklin trying to get back into this ball game. And here is Jenna Fisher. Splits two defenders, dishes one out. Little dribble drive. They'll pass to Paige Grotto on the right side. Grotto to the right elbow. Now works one into the left corner here for Leanne Schwann. Sherman working it around, a floater in the paint is no good. Rebound Marissa Campbell. And an outlet pass to Kayla. Franklin trailing by 12, 30-18 with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Purple Devils with the ball. They go to Marissa at the high post down low. Lucia Temple's jumper off the back of the rim. It won't go. And Sherman with the basketball on the rebound. Back down the floor with Jenna Fisher. Scoots to the middle of the floor. Goes left side. Three ball here for Grotto is in and out. And a rebound for Shivers. Franklin's getting some opportunities here, Rich. Can they capitalize?
They need to get to the basket a little bit more. They're just not penetrating enough, and they're just settling for jump shots at this point. And Sherman's doing a great job contesting all the jump shots.
And another steal by the Bobcats here. Came loose on the left wing side and scooped up by Sherman. And they'll bring it back down the floor here with Hayden Fisher. Going to Paige Grotto on the left side. We'll work one back to Jenna Fisher at the top of the key. Fisher going to Caitlin Lindsay. She gets tied up, breaks free from it, fires up a jumper. No, Lucia Temple with a rebound for Franklin. 4:45 to go in the third. It's Sherman 30 and Franklin 18. Kayla Campbell stops. Boy, she should have probably pulled the trigger on that three. She had a good look. Held off on it. Gets it back to Marissa, who fires one up. It's a short shot out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Franklin. Want to recognize some of our special sponsors, including Cohen and Fraser Builders, Franklin and Unadilla, Taggart Electric in Franklin, Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier, as well as Marabito Energy Products and Marabito Food Stores.
This is a good opportunity because Franklin right now is taking the ball out of bounds on the baseline. They haven't really got this close to the basket. They need to get a good shot here.
Franklin will look to get it in. Kayla Campbell off a screen. Her jumper is good for Kayla Campbell. She's able to hit that shot. Timeout taken by Franklin. Before we hit the break, Taggart Electric, one of our special sponsors, I want to remind everybody they specialize in commercial and industrial electrical contracting. So 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Franklin down by 10, 30-20. We'll be back on CDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Sherman leading Franklin 30-20 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter here from Hudson Valley Community College in the state semifinals. Franklin trying to claw their way back in. Here's a jumper for Sherman. It's short. Rebound Marissa Campbell. Big possession coming up here. Kayla Campbell right side takes it down low. Dishes one over. Zoe Warren, the jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Rebound for the Bobcats. And just when you think Franklin's got the momentum, and now a reach-in foul here. Who's it going to be on? Meredith Shivers. Boy, that really felt like the mojo was going to switch there, Rich. Back to Franklin.
Yeah, they had a good shot. They had a good look. Just can't get anything to fall right now. They had their opportunities because Sherman's not scoring either. No scoring in this half right now.
Yeah, Sherman's only scored 2 points.
Yeah, and Franklin's playing great defense, but they just can't get anything on offense.
Sherman in the backcourt. They'll walk it up with Jenna Fisher here in the state semifinals. Fisher to the high post. Sherman working it around, protecting a 10-point lead. Paige Grotto to the top of the key. Far side jumper here is good for guess who? Hayden Fisher. She's been on fire here tonight. And it's 33-20 with 3.5 to go in the third.
6 3-pointers on the day, right?
I'll have to recheck my math here at the next break. It's 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's a...
That's been a dagger. Franklin to the interior. They work one back up top for Zoe Warren. In and out. Rebound for Sherman. Outlet pass stolen back by Zoe Warren. They go to Kayla Campbell. Far side for Marissa on the right side. Little pump fake. Steps through. Tries to get one back up top for Zoe Warren. We're going to have a jump ball. Arrows going back to Sherman. And Franklin just can't get a clean pass off right now because of some of this scrappy defense by Sherman. And Franklin's playing the same style of D, just hitting a few more shots. 3 minutes to go in the third. Sherman leading 33-20. Sherman with the ball to the right corner. And they try to go to the high post. It's taken away by Kayla Campbell. Down the floor, can she get ahead for a layup? She's fouled and hits it. Smart play there by Kayla Campbell. She's fouled and will go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Great play by Campbell to use her size down low. She stops. She's got the size advantage on Fisher. Gave a little ball fake there. Fisher goes up, fouls her, and one. Old-fashioned three-point play, hopefully, here for the Purple Devils.
Franklin still staying in touch here. Campbell to the line, in and out. Rebound Sherman. So Franklin trims it down to 33-22. They're going to need a couple more stops on defense, though, late in this third quarter with 2:40 to go. Still time. You're a Purple Devils fan. Keep those fingers crossed. Here's a pump fake. Jumper here for the Bobcats. Good. Hayden Fisher, I'm chuckling because it just seems like every time she shoots, it goes in. It's amazing.
She's tough. She's a very tough player, good shooter. And Franklin doesn't have an answer for her right now.
Marissa Campbell for three straight away. It's no good. Rolled out of bounds on the rebound with 2:18 to go in the third. It's Sherman 35, Franklin 22.
The Campbell sisters are chatting with each other going down the court. Maybe they're going to come up with a plan themselves to get back in the game here.
Going to need some points and in a hurry here. Still, like I said, time left. You got 10 minutes overall, 2 minutes in the third, and then a full fourth quarter. But you're going to have to find a way to put the ball in the hoop here late in this game. Sherman with the basketball. They kick it out left side for three. This one is short for Hayden Fisher. And then a foul on the rebound is going to be on Franklin, it looks like, with 2:02 to go.
Grotto hustling after the ball, getting the rebound. Now she's going to go to the foul line. Oh, no, they're going to call it on the floor.
So foul on the floor. It was on Kayla Campbell, her third, team's third. Sherman with two team fouls so far in this quarter. Sherman will be doing the inbounding underneath the hoop. They'll look to get it in and go to Tegan Grotto, who's off the bench here for Sherman. the young freshman, into the game. Sherman with the ball going left to right. Bobcats protecting a 35-22 lead over Franklin. Here's a deep three for Sherman. They left it short there with Paige Grotto. Ball out of bounds, going to go back to Franklin. The door is still open for the Purple Devils.
Franklin can let her shoot that far out all day long. Guard Hayden Fisher, let Grotto shoot and take your chances at this point.
Franklin going right to left, deep in the third quarter with about a minute and a half to go. Zoe Warren finding Kayla Campbell on the left side. They go to Lucia Temple. High post now, Zoe Warren. Pull-up jumper for her, left it short. Rebound by Sherman underneath and an outlet pass. The rebound was sucked up by Swan, but a steal for Franklin. Here is Marissa Campbell, and she traveled. Was going in for the left-handed layup, shuffled her feet in traffic, gives it back to Sherman.
Looked like she tried to use the old Euro step, but the Euro step ended up in a travel.
So a minute 20 to go in the third. Sherman 35, Franklin 22. And Sherman will come across midcourt here with Hayden Fisher. Fisher bounces one to Paige Grotto on the right side. And now back up to Caitlin Lindsay. And now to Paige Grotto. Sherman working it around late in the third quarter as we hit a minute to go. And to the high post, back out. Grotto three, yes. For Paige Grotto, she's now got nine.
The first half, she hit a fadeaway three-pointer, and she was fading away that time, too, so maybe that's her thing, Nate.
Franklin trails 38-22 now to the high post. Kayla Campbell, low post, turnaround shot won't go. Rebound here for Sherman. And we're going to have a foul underneath here. I think it's going to be on Franklin. Not exactly sure. Yeah, going to be on Franklin. With 38 seconds to go in the third, and Franklin trailing 38-22.
Tough stretch of basketball here in the third quarter for Franklin. Not scoring a lot of points. Can't get back in the game if you can't score.
And to the high post here for Sherman. Ball is loose. And we're going to have a foul on Sherman. And so it's going to go back to Franklin on a little bit of a reach in there. They were jockeying for the ball. We'll see if Franklin can get a bucket here with 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. Maybe try to spark themselves to get back into this.
Sherman's strategy of just harassing the Campbell girls have worked out for them. They haven't got a lot of clean shots, and hopefully they get a good look here to end the third quarter and get a little momentum.
Kayla Campbell to the left side. Coming off a screen. Goes back to Marissa at the top of the key. They try to do a little give and go to the interior. It goes to Lucia Temple instead. Back to Marissa. Now to Kayla with 3 seconds left. They find Kingsbury, a jumper. No. Three quarters in the books. Sherman 38, Franklin 22. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Sherman 38, Franklin 22. Franklin with 8 minutes left trying to save their season. Our Section 4 Class D representative. I want to thank all our special sponsors today, including White's Farm Supply in Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi and Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart. Kayla with the basketball on the right side. Franklin going right to left. The pass to the high post for Marissa Campbell, and she is fouled. Franklin going to do everything they can to try to get back in this game.
Sherman continues with their very aggressive defense, not getting any clean looks. Franklin's really got to get the ball to the basket.
And so Marissa Campbell will look to get it in. They go to Zoe Warren. Now back to Marissa in the left corner. To the high post for Kayla. Back over Zoe Warren. Jumper. No. Those shots are not falling here. Kayla with a rebound. Puts it in and she's fouled. Kayla Campbell trying to put Franklin on her back right now. Kayla with 14 points.
Good basket. Hopefully get a little momentum going here. Make this one right here. Get it to 13 points. Let's see what we can do, Franklin.
Sherman 38, Franklin 24 with 7.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Kayla at the line. Her shot, no good. A couple of uncharacteristic misses for Kayla at the line. Got to be tired, though, because they've just been chasing her around most of the night here. Sherman with the basketball on the right side. Three-point line extended as Sherman goes left to right. They're in the white with the blue and gold trim. Franklin's in the purple with the gold. Sherman with the basketball. Franklin crowd trying to pump up the Purple Devils. As we have 7:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Sherman not afraid to chew a little clock here. Shot clock's down to 5. Far side, a pump fake. Steps in for a 3. The Bobcats hit it. Hayden Fisher, my goodness, 22 points now. And it's 41-24.
We're going to have to look at the state record for three-pointers in the state championship game. She might be eyeing in on that.
And Franklin with the basketball, a pull-up jumper for Zoe Warren is good. That'll give Franklin a little life. And Zoe Warren now has 8 points, and it's Sherman 41, Franklin 26. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Sherman with the basketball at the top of the key, again going left to right. They find Jenna Fisher. Far side, another 3, yes, for Hayden Fisher. She has 25, and a timeout is going to be taken here by Franklin. Sherman 44, Franklin 26, 6:25 to go in the fourth on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 6:25 to go in the fourth. It's Sherman 44, Franklin 26. Rich, what can Franklin do right now to try to cool off this hot shooting from the Sherman Bobcats?
They're going to have to probably come out of their 2-3 zone at some point, I would imagine, because you can't just give open threes all game long.
So Sherman is on fire as they lead Franklin 44-26 with 6:25 to go. And a 3 from the far side for Kayla Campbell.
They got to get a couple steals here out of this press.
So Kayla Campbell now with 17, makes it 44-29. Bobcats get it to midcourt to the left side, and a traveling violation is going to give it back to Franklin. Maybe this is the juice they need here, Rich.
So Sherman called that timeout at that point, and they took Jenna Fisher out of the game. Jenna Fisher's not in the game. I don't understand. Is there an injury, Nate, that we missed?
I didn't see anything, but yeah, Fisher is out of the game right now. Maybe getting her a quick breather. We'll have to keep an eye on that bench. I don't see anybody over there, training staff or anything. Here's Kayla Campbell for a 2 off the back of the rim. No rebound for Sherman. And the Bobcats with an outlet pass with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Sherman leading 44-29. A steal. Kingsbury will take it in. She's blocked from behind. It's going to stay with Franklin here.
Franklin's had a few more opportunities here with Fisher on the bench because she was the girl that was guarding Campbell. And now Campbell's getting some more open shots. Something's going on over on the Sherman bench. I don't know why Fisher girl's out. This is really interesting to me.
Yeah, Fisher just sitting on the bench right now. I don't see any training staff or anything, but let's see if Franklin can take advantage. Kingsbury to the inside, finds Lucia Temple inside for Kayla. Turnaround shot, she hits it and is fouled. And Kayla Campbell is on a mission right now. She's up to 19 points. Going for the old-fashioned three-point play. Don't look now, it's 44-31, 5:21 to go.
And just what we thought here comes the Fisher girl back in the game.
So a strange break there for Fisher, but she's going to come back in. Maybe just trying to get her a quick breather. I'm not exactly sure. But here is Kayla Campbell back at the line trying to slice into this lead. Kayla at the line hits it, and she's got 20.
Is this the momentum we talked about? Is this, they're going to get back in the game here, Nate?
Makes it 44-32. They're giving themselves a chance. And at midcourt, Sherman breaks the press. Fisher did a good job. Dishes it all the way down to Caitlin Lindsay, and she scores.
She might have been fouled as well, but Luckily for Franklin, they didn't make that call.
Makes it 46-32 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin throwing everything in the kitchen sink that they have. Now it's Sherman late in this ball game. They try to go to the high post for Marissa. Knocked away, and then we're going to have a reach-in foul on Franklin. And just when it felt like the momentum was swinging back to Franklin, Sherman has found a way to grab it back again.
That's the fourth on Marissa Campbell. She did not like that call, but at that point, you have to go for the steal there. What else are you going to do? You have to get back in the game. I don't blame Marissa Campbell for going for that ball there.
Sherman gets it in. They go to Paige Grotto. They have the ball with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Grotto gets across the half-court timeline in front of the scorer's table. Now it goes to Jenna Fisher on the left side with 4:40 to left. Sherman 46, Franklin 32. Pass to the interior is stolen. Lucia Temple gets it to Kayla Campbell. Campbell looking for Shannon Kingsbury. Chases it into the right wing corner. Kingsbury's in a tough spot here. Tries to float one back up top and does to Kayla Campbell. Into the paint. The jumper, no. Rolled out, got it back. Hits it and she's fouled. Got her own rebound and is going back to the line. Kayla Campbell is putting Franklin on her back right now. She's got 22 points.
She has decided that she's going to make it a game for Franklin. You got to love what's going on right now. No giving up. Fighting to the end. It's all you got.
That's why, Rich. Five fouls on Fisher. So she had four before.
This is a whole new game. This is an absolute whole new game now.
Sorry that we missed that, folks. As Campbell at the line hits it.
This is a whole new game. Yeah, and Sherman knows that they just had to call a timeout. This is great. Franklin could get back in this game, Nate.
46-35. Fisher fouled out. We solved the riddle there, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Broadcasting 101. Maybe the girl's on the bench because she's in foul trouble, right? But we figured it out.
Yeah.
And she is fouled out of this game. And let's see what Sherman can do trying to protect the 46-35 lead. Franklin's bringing the house here.
Oh,
we're going to have a reach-in foul on Zoe Warren. That's a tough call right at midcourt if you're a Franklin fan.
So Franklin's absolutely right back in this game because the only girl right now on the court, not on the court anymore, the only person could stop Kayla Campbell was the Fisher girl. She's going to just go right at it. Here she comes, Nate.
A steal by Kayla right at midcourt. Wants to take it inside. She's fouled and hits the shot.
Great hesitation move. She stops and goes. Got the other Hayden Fisher to foul her. Franklin has got the momentum with 4 minutes left. They're going to make a game out of this, Nate. This is exciting.
4:11 left as Rich said. Sherman 46, Franklin 37. Kayla Campbell to the line. Settling in. Kayla looks a touch tired to me. I think she really needs to take her time at the line. Hits this shot. She's got it. It's 26.
Franklin's got three timeouts they could use, so Coach Dutcher can, utilize that, get her some breaks. They're right back in this game, though.
Kingsbury and Warren are doing everything they can here on the press, Rich.
Yeah, because Sherman doesn't have a point guard now to bring the ball up. Grotto looks really out of sorts out here.
Grotto just gets it over midcourt. Sherman trying to settle in on offense and protect a 46-38 lead with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Can the Purple Devils pull off an impossible comeback here in the state semifinals?
Great move. Get on Hayden Fisher.
Into the corner now. Fisher with a pull-up jumper. No, it's blocked, and Lucia Temple comes away with it. Ahead for Kayla Campbell. 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin in need of another bucket. Kayla stops and can't get the shot to go. It died on the front rim. Sherman with an outlet pass. And back down the floor they come with Paige Grotto. Grotto to the right side, tries to feed it through, and they miss the left-handed layup. They get their own rebound. Sherman's going to pull it out here with Caitlin Lindsay.
They're just out of sorts right now because you could tell they aren't used to playing without their point guard.
Here's Grotto for three. No. Rebound Lucia Temple into the hands of Kayla Campbell with 3:05 to go in the fourth.
Kayla's got to take it to the basket here. Just go to the basket. There's no one that can stop you.
Here's Marissa Campbell into the corner. Kingsbury with a jumper. No, too strong. Into the corner. Picked up here. Sherman's got to throw it back inbounds.
Oh.
We're going to have a reach-in foul here. Who's this going to be on? Maybe
Kayla Campbell, I bet.
Oh, my goodness. And that's going to be five on Kayla Campbell.
Oh, wow.
With 2:55 to go.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize she had four either.
That is going to change the momentum there. Kayla immediately in tears. That's a tough call to make there with 2:54 to go. Boos coming down from the Franklin faithful. And that's really going to change things here with 2:54 to go. I thought maybe they were going to get that on Zoe Warren, as it was really a couple different players going for the ball here.
So, Nate, you've watched them a lot this year, and I haven't. Who is the backup point guard for Franklin? This is going to become a pivotal part of the game.
They're going to have to go to Marissa and Shannon Kingsbury, honestly, at this point. Marissa is going to have to do a lot of the ball handling duties. Kayla is on the bench, so both teams have had one of their better players foul out with 2:50 to go in the fourth. It's 46-38. And now Sherman with the ball back down the floor. Can Franklin find a way here somehow with 2:40 left, trailing 46-38? Sherman with the ball at the top of the key here with Paige Grotto. Now back to Tegan Grotto. And Sherman's basically just trying to play keep away at this point and kill some clock. They go to the far side. Looks like a clear traveling violation there. Now they will get the travel. And it's going to go back to Franklin with 2:24 to go.
Kingsbury was very active on defense there. I loved what she was doing. Now who can score the most with their best players out of the core?
Here's Kingsbury, right side, wants to take it to the inside. Missed the layup. Lucia Temple with another rebound. Boy, she's been tough on the inside. Now they go back to Marissa Campbell. Over for Kingsbury. A three, no. Rattled in and out. Kingsbury's tried to take over the offensive load, and we're going to have a reach-in here on Franklin, and the Purple Devil fans are not happy with 2:05 to go.
Now that one looked like a foul to me. The one on the Campbell girl did not, but that one looked like a foul. I'm going to give that one to the referees, but that one looked like a foul.
Yeah, the one on Kayla, especially being her fifth.
That did not look like a foul to me.
That's a tough way to maybe go out if that's going to end your career. That's for sure. Paige Grotto in the backcourt here as we hit 2 minutes to go. It's 46-38. Sherman throws it out of bounds. It's going back to Franklin.
If Franklin could score here, Sherman can't even get the ball up the court right now. This is remarkable.
They're really out of sorts without Jenna Fisher out there. Franklin needs a bucket here. Zoe Warren goes to Lucia Temple. Now to Marissa Campbell. Comes off a screen. Back over to Shivers to the interior. They're trying to feed it down low. And going back to Sherman. Maybe just a little rushed on offense there if you're Franklin.
I think Franklin needs to get some steals on their press here. Get some easy layups because they're out of sorts on their offensive right now, on their offensive sets as well.
1:45 to go. And a touch foul on Kingsbury up the floor.
That's okay. It stops the clock.
Now we're going to be shooting. Yeah, now we're going to be shooting.
You got to make Sherman earn it. It's not a bad foul there.
Just want to remind you about all our special sponsors, including Kenneth L. Bennett Funeral Home in Franklin, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent, Stacy Frazier, as well as Rich's Auto Body in Franklin and Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin. So into the ball game here is Kelsey Wagner off the bench. Her shot no good for Sherman.
It's not a bad foul by Kingsbury there because the Wagner girl hasn't really played much. She's not proven.
1:44 to go here. Second shot at the line. No good. Rebound. Sherman gets it. Rolls out of bounds zone. Is going to go back to Franklin. They couldn't hold on to it. Franklin still has a chance here, Rich, with 1:41 to go.
Absolutely, because I don't know if Sherman's going to be able to score much more. They absolutely have a chance. If they can score here quickly, get their press in, get a couple steals, they're right back in this game.
I think the ball's got to go to Marissa Campbell here, the senior.
Calling for a screen.
She wants a screen. They're going to have to go, though. Marissa with the ball on the right side. Goes back to Lucia Temple. Now to Zoe Warren. A pull-up two is good.
That's a big bucket. It's a big bucket. Coach Dutcher calls a timeout. We're within six, Nate.
46-40 with a buck 20 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lowe, Rich Turnbull with you back here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. Tonight on our web stream, Franklin is down 46-40 in the state semifinals with a buck 22 left. Kayla Campbell has fouled out here for the Franklin Lady Purple Devils with 26 points. Jenna Fisher has fouled out, one of the best players for Sherman on the other side. So somebody else is going to have to be the hero here for Franklin and for Sherman if the Bobcats want to try to hold on or if the Purple Devils have some magic, Rich.
No one would have ever predicted this. No one ever predicted these two players fouling out. Franklin's making it tough, and they're going to get a steal.
A steal by Marissa Campbell. Goes back to Zoe Warren. Franklin's got to take care of the basketball here with a minute 15 to go. Shivers leaves it for Marissa Campbell. She wants a screen. Into the corner for Kingsbury. A two is well off the mark. And a rebound for Sherman. Back down the floor they go. Now for Paige Grotto.
Sherman has no interest in even going to the basket. They're going to try to run the clock out.
Yeah, they're just willing to roll it around here. Franklin fans hoping for a steal or a miracle. A three for Paige Grotto is no good. Lucia Temple with another rebound.
She's gotta go, gotta go.
Quickly back down the floor for Marissa Campbell. 40 seconds left. Finding Zoe Warren, spots up for a three, it's no good. Kingsbury with a rebound, works it back out. Lucia Temple, a jumper, no. Sherman with a rebound. I think Franklin just needed to take their time there, try to get a better look, and then a foul on Franklin. With 29 seconds left, they trail 46-40. And it looks like Coach Dutcher is going to go to the bench here. Looks like he wants to get one of the seniors in, Jaritza Myers. So Myers checks in. Shivers is going to check out here. Shivers, a fellow senior, will come to the bench. And Kelsey Wagner back to the line for the Bobcats. Misses the first shot. 29 seconds left.
It's a two-possession game. 30 seconds left. You could come down and score very, very quickly. And Franklin's got some timeouts. This game is not over yet.
So Wagner, the second shot at the line. This one is key, and she hits it. Wagner's got the first one to go. And Franklin trailing 47-40 with 29 seconds left. They'll look to get it in. They go to Marissa Campbell across the midcourt timeline. Franklin's got to go. Marissa on the right side, looking for a pass. Goes to Kingsbury. Kingsbury, a dribble drive. Might have just rolled her ankle there. Goes back to Zoe Warren for three. She hit it.
That's a big bucket.
Zoe Warren hits the three. She's got 13 points. Kingsbury rolled her ankle there on that play. She looks to be in some considerable pain. We're going to keep it right here. It's 47-43 with 14 seconds left. Haley Taggart's going to check into the game here for Kingsbury.
So right now, if you're Franklin, you just have to deny the basketball. Hopefully look for a 10-second call. I'm guessing maybe Sherman throws it a little bit deeper down the court just to get a little time off the clock. Right now, Sherman just wants his 14 seconds to go off the clock. If you're Coach Dutcher, just deny the basketball. Don't let it in, hopefully for a 5-second call. And then, you know, maybe get a quick, easy basket here, too. It hurts with Kingsbury on the bench. But, hey, I've seen crazier things happen in basketball. This is March Madness time.
Yeah, it's that time of year. If Franklin could get a steal and a quick two, maybe you get a foul. There's a lot of different scenarios here, especially when Sherman really doesn't have a ball handler with Jenna Fisher fouling out. It feels like they're almost in a little bit of just panic mode.
They absolutely are in panic mode, and it's allowed Franklin to get right back in this game.
Franklin still has a chance. Zoe Warren doesn't want to go home yet. Franklin's going to take a timeout, so we're going to pause for 30 seconds. 14.8 to go. Sherman 47, Franklin 43 on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
14.8 seconds left. Franklin girls in the state semifinals here at Hudson Valley Community College. They trail 47-43.
So this is the new girls basketball rule. They call the timeout on a dead ball, so they advance the ball to half court.
Yep.
That's why Sherman called the timeout.
Very smart move here to get it in. They'll go to the right wing corner and a foul on Jaritza Myers.
A good quick foul.
13.7 left. Yeah, you're putting all the pressure on Sherman here to go to the line. Although the girl you put on, Caitlin Lindsay, has done a nice job here tonight. Only 4 points, but has played well.
Nate, I'm not really up to date on the new rule. If she misses here, Franklin calls a timeout. Can they advance the ball?
First shot here is no good. Hit the rim. Yeah, they should be able to.
Right, if they don't dribble the ball, if they get a rebound here, they call a timeout. They get to advance the ball as well, don't they?
And Coach Dutcher has one timeout left. Yeah, it should be up to him. Second shot is good.
Right,
here for Lindsay.
They get to advance the ball.
Yep, and he's pointing right down to the side of the floor by the bench here. So they trail 48-43 with 13.7 seconds left. That's what Franklin is going to do here. So some other special sponsors here include Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals in Hobart, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, DTC Delhi Telephone Company, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, and Taggart Electric in Franklin. Remember, folks, for Taggart Electric in Franklin, they specialize in commercial and industrial electrical contracting. So 13.7 left. You have to wonder, Rich, I'm willing to say this on the air, if Kayla Campbell is in this game, if she doesn't foul out, you wonder what if right now for Franklin.
I don't even know if I'm going to say what if. I think they are completely in the game. If not, they win the game. I'll say it on there because no one cares what Rich Turnbull says, Nate.
It's a tough pill to swallow here, and that's how the basketball gods do you sometimes.
So the interesting thing here is what's Coach Dutcher going to do? Are you going to go try to get the quick, easy two? Are you going to get the three? Something's got to go quick, and that hasn't been Franklin's strength in this game. They haven't got anything quick in this game, so let's see what they do here.
Sherman setting up on defense. Franklin sets up a stack play. They're going to go to Zoe Warren on the left side. Warren at the top of the key tries to throw up a three. It's blocked. Sherman comes away with it. Warren with a foul with 5 seconds left. Franklin was unable to get the ball to Marissa Campbell, and they had to try to settle for that straightaway three.
And, you know, Zoe Warren made the three earlier in the game, or earlier in this quarter. Not a bad idea by Coach Dutcher there, but just the size of Sherman on that play and the block.
Yeah, Warren, a smaller guard. She just wasn't able to get that shot off. Sherman back to the line here with Paige Grotto. And her first shot is in and out.
Now no timeouts for Franklin, so they can't advance the ball. So this one's going to be a tough one for the Purple Devils.
Second shot for Grotto at the line is good. And Paige Grotto has 10 points now, makes it 49-43. Marissa Campbell at half court hands it off. A shot at the buzzer is no good. And Sherman has defeated Franklin 49-43. The dream season comes to a close here for the Franklin Purple Devils. Only their second loss of the season. We'll be back with the post-game show coming up. Congratulations to Franklin on a fantastic run this year. And we'll talk more about that during the post-game show coming up on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Wealth Management, our 401k approach is focused on one thing, your business. Our experts will customize a plan, giving your business access to our extensive services. Plus, you get full fee disclosure with one easy point of contact. So see why NBT Wealth Management has a 97.5% customer retention rate and start meeting your goals with our guidance. Learn more at nbtbank.com/401k.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Hudson Valley Community College. The Franklin girls falling 49-43 here to Sherman from Western New York. Zoe Warren from Franklin was just named the sportsmanship winner for the Franklin Purple Devils. And they are about to present a plaque here to Franklin. Rich, I might have missed it. Did they do the all-tournament?
They did not do the all-tournament team yet. No.
Okay, so they might do that afterwards. I want to try to keep an eye on that as well. So we'll keep that in your capable hands here as I go through the scoring summary. I had Hayden Fisher with 25 points for Sherman. The official stat sheet hasn't come up yet, but at halftime, they had something a little bit different. So we'll try to get some confirmation on that as Marissa and Kayla Campbell and Coach Dutcher going out to midcourt here, shaking some hands and getting their semifinalist plaque for New York State, holding it up for the crowd. Good to see some smiles on the Campbell sisters' face. Not an easy night for them. A fantastic career coming to a close. Kayla with over 2,000 career points. The end of an era in Franklin for the Campbell sisters.
2,000 points is a lot of points, Nate. I had about 100.
So, again, I had Hayden Fisher with 25. We'll see if we can get confirmation on that for Sherman. 10 for Paige Grotto, 6 for Jenna Fisher, 5 for Caitlin Lindsay, 2 for Leanne Swan, and I had 1 for Kelsey Wagner. On the other side for Franklin, before she fouled out, 26 points for Kayla Campbell, 13 for Zoe Warren, and 4 for Meredith Shivers. Marissa Campbell was held scoreless here tonight, did a lot of other great things, but just could not get going on the score sheet here tonight. So both teams coming off the floor. I did not see an all-tournament award. I know the boys did it this morning. I'm not always 100% sure if the girls' tournament will do it. I believe they will. I'm going to try to get some confirmation on that and post it on my Twitter page later tonight as well, as they usually do one representative from each team for the all-tournament team from the teams that fall in the semifinal contest. So let's get into our three awards here, Rich. And for any Sherman fans, we are going to give three awards here to Franklin just because they are the team that we cover. Obviously, there were some great Sherman performances today, and they are very deserving of some awards here tonight. But we're going to go with Franklin. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'm going to go with Kayla Campbell, 26 points. She did everything she could before she fouled out Rich to get Franklin back in this game.
Kayla's a great player. It was actually probably the first time I've seen her live. I've seen her on tape a bunch of times. Great player. She's going to have a great college career. Over 2,000 points, right, Nate, you said?
Yeah, over 2,000.
She's a good basketball player. And, you know, we were talking off the air, what if she's in the game, I think Franklin wins at the end.
I agree. I mean, they were just getting the momentum, and they had cut it down to, I think, right around 5 or 6. And just with the way she was playing and the shots were starting to fall, you really wonder. You really do. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Any thoughts here, Rich, for you?
Well, I think I don't know where you're going to go, Nate, but I think Zoe Warren deserves mm-hmm. to be credited with something today. She made some baskets for Franklin. You know, we talked about the other girls. You know, you hate to say it like that, but the other girls scoring. And she got some big baskets even in the fourth quarter to keep Franklin going. Actually had to feel like Franklin could get back in the game with her. I think she gets something. I don't know if you give her this one or you give her the next one. It's up to you. It's your show.
Let's give her the defense award. We will give Zoe Warren the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. She was one of those unsung heroes all season long, and always, you know, stepped up big with a big steal or a big basket somewhere along the line. So we will give her our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. So, you know, tonight, no points for Marissa Campbell, but this is almost a career award, I would say, for Marissa, as she will get our All-Purpose Award here tonight. Has done a little bit of everything. I would say she's kind of been the Robin to Kayla Campbell's Batman role here for this Franklin team over the years. It's been such a pleasure since they came up in eighth grade together to watch them, and I'm happy to give Marissa this award here tonight.
And she did a lot at the end, trying to direct traffic with her sister out of the game. She gave it her all at the very end of the game. You know, she's very deserving, and she's going on to college to play basketball as well.
Yes,
she'll have a great career. It was fun to watch them both play. I wish I got to see them play a little bit more before their last game, but it was a pleasure, and she's very well deserved.
So that wraps up our three awards. The next game is starting to warm up, Hartford and Copenhagen. We've heard a lot about this Copenhagen team. Might stick around and watch them for a little bit, but that is going to conclude our local basketball season on the radio, as both South Courtright and Franklin fall today. And so we will not be here tomorrow for any of the championship games, at least on the radio. I might hang around tomorrow, maybe watch the Newark Valley game, as they are taking on Duanesburg from Section 2, which should be a whale of a ball game. But just want to say thank you to everybody back in the studio, Rob Ray, Craig Stevens, and a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He has been tremendous. We've done right around 45 games on the radio this year, which is a pretty good number. We always try to get between maybe 40 and 50 on the air, and it's been a fun year.
Any year is better than last year.
Very true.
And hopefully next year is better than this year for our local teams. You know, you want to get that first elusive state championship, you know, for the Tri-Valley or even a section. Oh, we've had some in Section 4. But, you know, it would be nice to see a Tri-Valley team, you know, with us, with those connections, Nate. But, you know, 45 games is a lot compared to last year. And I think it's great to have high school sports back. It's great to have high school basketball back. It's a great time of year. I'm glad you had me come along with the ride. It was fun.
So they have Hayden Fisher here. They corrected her, 25 points and 7 for 11 from 3.
She was fun to watch. I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to look up the record. She's. I know they have the records in the record book because, mm-hmm. I know this because one of the Norwich guys, Charlie Whiteman, had the state record for a three-pointers in a game for the boys. So I know they do keep that record. If anybody wants to go on, NISPA has a wonderful website. They have a good record book on there. I don't know exactly. It might be around the handbook area, but NISPA has a great website. NISPA does a great job putting this tournament together, and I would encourage anybody to go out there and check out their website. It's really well done.
And it's one of those things that, you know, you'll think back 6 months, a year, 5 years from now and say, what if? And that's something that always comes up on our podcast is when you get here to the Final Four, so much has to go right. If Hayden Fisher only hits 4 of those tonight, or
right.
3 of those instead of 7, maybe the game of her life here tonight, maybe Franklin's moving on.
All right, so you have the podcast. I know you had the Sarah Ball player from Franklin on.
Yep.
He was on. So have you had the Campbells on?
I had Kayla and Marissa on early on. You know, we're on episode 173 now. They were somewhere in the 40s. So they might be due to come back to talk about 2,000 points and to talk about this dream season that they had here.
It would be really interesting to hear them in about 4 years after their college career to see what do they think about this game.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you ideas in the past. I would maybe get Coach Dutch around and then get the Campbells on in a couple years, because I think they're going to look back on this game and say, what if? You know, we talk about this. You and I talk all the time, Nate, about the what ifs. You know, what if this happened? What if that happened? You know, we talk all the time on the phone, and this is going to be one of those things we're going to talk about. Could have this been the first Tri-Valley championship, state championship?
You wonder. I mean, I've become close with Coach Conway, who's standing over there in the stands right now. The BG coach, he's been to the state finals twice, once with BG, once with Mount Upton, and we always go into this discussion of, you know, in this game, if one little thing had happened, if this shot had gone down, and that's sports, you know, and if this turnover hadn't happened, maybe we're coming home with a trophy. So it makes it even more special when one of our teams actually does bring it home.
You said it, it's sports, and that's why it's great. Sports are a great thing. It's great. High school sports, professional sports, college sports, they're all great because it gives people like you and I things to talk about for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's going to wrap it up here. And one more time, a special thank you to all our special sponsors. Again, we have to pay to come here and do these games. When you get to the Final Four, these special sponsors helped us to make it happen. A lot of people helping behind the scenes to pull this off. It was a tremendous day here today. Wish we were coming back tomorrow, but very proud of South Courtright and very proud of Franklin and all our local teams for the effort they put in this season. So thank you again to Rich. Thank you again to Jim back in our Main Street Sydney studios. And stay tuned, of course, this spring and summer we're going to be doing baseball and softball with our Twitter updates. You can check out my website, natelull.com, also wcdosports.com. And, you know, in the past, if teams have played in a venue where we can bring you a game on the radio, whether it be Damaski Field or somewhere else in the playoffs or into the state tournament, we're glad to bring you those games as well on the radio. So always make sure you stay tuned, and we will see you all soon. Stay safe, my friends. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.